The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
That's the Friday flavor of What's on Your Mind. Your Are You Kidding Me contributions. And we aren't just saying, you know, throw a few out here and not give it a love in return. There's Friday love. You know, it's the last week of summer, officially. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it is. And thankfully, the last week of summer is really, really pretty darn nice. You know, I mean, weather-wise, this week has been, in my view, beautiful. Absolutely wonderful. And so that also means last Friday that we'll be giving away Bully Pulpit golf passes, a caller of the hour this hour, a caller of the hour next hour, and two lucky folks will end the hour with a free pair of golf passes to one of the best golf courses on the planet Earth, the Bully Pulpit Golf Course at Medora. And they'll be golfing there into mid-October probably. Especially if this weather keeps up. So that's the love today. Listener rewards when you call 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And I'll give extra bonus points to the first Are You Kidding Me contribution that comes in right out of the chute this morning. In fact, I would be thrilled, absolutely thrilled, if that would become before Todd or I give our Are You Kidding Me contributions for this Friday. So we can prove to you how much we appreciate finding out what's on your mind each and every weekday right here on your radio. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is alongside us here.
Hello.
As always. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
Did you drive the convertible today?
I didn't. You know what? It was raining when I left, so I thought, well, okay. I'll rough it and take the winter beater caddy. It's not a winter beater. I'm just kidding. But
no, it's a beautiful.
Certainly not the summer top-down toy.
Folks have seen that sleek black Cadillac from Schwann's Cadillac cruising the town because it says 550 K-Fire right there on the plates.
Yeah.
You can't hide.
Exactly.
Just so you know, you can't hide.
And only one person so far has stopped me and asked if I'm Scott Hennen. I'm surprised, but...
She should have said no. He's the ugly one in the group.
Oh, boo.
Speaking of which, I proved that I do have a face for TV on Point of View. And I found out, I yesterday thought it was last night, but I forgot about NBC as Thursday Night Football, right? So the panel, Point of View, 6:30, is tonight. Tonight. You'll see it tonight.
The calendar, huh?
I recorded it yesterday. I did it yesterday, but it airs okay. Tonight, is what I'm saying.
Ah, okay.
What did you say, Chris? Oh, yeah, as usual, Chris corrects me. He said that I said I had a face for TV, I have a face for radio, meaning I shouldn't be on TV.
Well, yeah. maybe you meant what you said.
That's what
and
I
you
meant.
Have a face for TV.
Yeah. Do you know it's going to be 85 Scott degrees?
The Empire should be expanding into TV. Then.
It's going to be 85 degrees today in Bismarck. 85 degrees.
Great. I it love is. It. Bring
so,
it on.
And the rain, like this cloudy stuff, is supposed to go, isn't it?
It is supposed to go.
I hope so, you know, because it has been a little too dreary. But I
once we close up the K-Fire Cafe for the night, then all bets are off on whether that convertible still sits under the roof or comes out and plays.
There you go. The program today, we have just one guest. That'll be at 10:30. It is Libertarian Party candidate Jack Sima. Jack does not think that battle against Iraq, the battle rather in Iraq against ISIS, is worthy of expanding military action. Thinks the same about Syria. So we'll get a libertarian point of view on the program. I'd love for the folks that we've heard from this week in big, big numbers to join the discussion with Jack about this. We heard from veterans. We heard from a lot of you about this, and be a good opportunity to have that conversation. So I remain rather emboldened by what I heard from our listeners of saying, no, we need to do this. We need to do this. We need to stop this evil. Anyway, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. MidwayUSA.com to email us. When you call that telephone number, by the way, you have two options. You can just press one and give me your, are you kidding me? Scott, you're going to another Bison football game? Are you kidding me? All you Sioux fans, you can give me grief if you want. Whatever the contribution is, if you call 800-228-0550, press one. It's your soapbox. You just sound off, and then and it's immediately sent to us, and we have it to air. Okay? You can call
what,
that.
What fans give you grief?
The Sioux fans give me grief.
No. What, though? What are
the UND fans. The UND fans give me grief. Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, anyway, the Bison play Montana tomorrow, and we're going to be out there in the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon doling out your choice of brats. Oh, my gosh, are they good. I can't even begin to tell you. The cheddar brat is just to die for. I mean, I really, 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 really love the cheddar brats. It's good stuff. Anyway, but you get your choice. You can go jalapeno. You can go, there's like four choices. And I'm hoping to convince Phil and the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon folks that we can do a little bacon tomorrow, too, because, you know, I just can't wait. They'll be out there bright and early tomorrow morning. Bison kickoffs 2:30. So look for the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon in Thunder Alley. We're broadcasting live. And looking forward to that very much. So stop by and say hi, okay? Anyway, you can also call us at 800-228-0550 and press 2, and you can chat with us live on the air with your Are You Kidding Me contributions. We are keeping track of all the callers this hour, and you'll be told if you're in the running for the prize for caller of the hour, which is a pair of golf passes to Bully Pulpit in Medora. Let's get to the phones. Let's chat with Jim in Fargo, listening on AM 1100, first to go on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Scott. Jim Casper calling.
As in Representative Jim Casper.
Well, I wanted to say, are you kidding me about the last discussion that that Leon had with Dustin Garrillo and give you some observations? I tried to call and couldn't find your number, so I couldn't call when they were on.
All right. Well, first of all, we better tell the folks that did not hear that what you're talking about. Jim is listening on AM 1100, the Flag, which is part of the Flag family. We are on 550 KFIRE, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, three iHeart Media stations in North Dakota. How'd I do, Todd? And also two Flag family radio stations, which is AM 1100, the Flag in Fargo, and AM 1100 or AM 1090, the Flag in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City. You're talking about a fellow by the name of Leon Francis, who's the host of the Common Sense Club, which is on prior to us in Fargo and AM 1090 only. And the conversation was with Dustin Garrillo, with the North Dakota Watchdog Group. So I just want to get everybody up to speed on what you're talking about. What did Dustin say that you want to respond to, Jim?
Well, there's a couple things, Scott. The first thing that really sort of stuck in my craw is Dustin uses the terms the Republican plan and the Democrat plan for property tax relief and reform in the next legislative session, and it's attributable to the two tax commission commissioner candidates. And the fact of the matter is those plans, Scott and Todd, are those individual candidates' plans. They are not the legislature's or the legislator's plan. We haven't put our plans together yet. And as you both know, the legislature is going to decide what we do in the area of property tax. The tax commissioners can propose, but the tax commissioners actually are there to carry out what the legislature passes. They don't make policy. They don't set policy. They're doing this as a campaign discussion, and that's great for them. But the legislature is going to decide what we do.
Yeah, I think this is a failure of the media sometimes. When proposals get put forward by candidates, we assume, oh, this plan's going to happen, and it forgets a very important component, in this case, the legislature. I actually had heard an interview that Leon did with the Democratic candidate for tax commissioner in which he was saying he was going to flat rate this and low taxes, and I said, how is a Democratic tax commissioner have one lick of an opportunity to pass any of what he wants to pass with a Republican legislature?
And, the fact of the matter is he has not one lick of a chance. And the second thing that was sort of stuck in my craw, Scott and Todd, was Dustin made a good point that the citizens ought to be able to vote on property tax increases. What he failed to mention, and this may sound somewhat egotistical, but legislators like myself over the last three sessions have had bills in the legislature to cap property tax increases and require a vote of the people if they're going to increase their budgets above a certain level, but I have not been able to get those bills passed because the local school boards and city commissioners and county commissioners come in and kill the bills. So we've had those proposals, but they haven't, to give the people the vote, but we can't get them passed.
Let me just interject quickly because we have to go to a break, and I want to get Lana and Minot and Jim and the oil patch in here. But I'd like to, Jim, if you're up for it, have you and Dustin come on and talk about this. I think Dustin clearly is in favor of the Democratic candidate for tax commissioner, and that's fine. Yeah, just say that he is. And it sounds like you're for Ryan Rauschenberger and the Republican candidate. Let's just have the two of you on and have that debate. Would you be up for that?
I would be up for that, and I would certainly hope we'd have time for calls from the people around North Dakota, because I'd like to be able to...
We'll do a full hour. We'll do a full hour with calls. Done deal. We'll get Chris on scheduling it. Lana and Minot when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for the call, Jim. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the Truck Bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Guys, do you love beef jerky, but you're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store brands? Then you need to check out MeatTaffy.com. That's MeatTaffy.com. It's the absolute highest quality premium guy candy, and it's shipped right to your home. Go to MeatTaffy.com and check out their premium thin-cut jerky straight from the heart of Kentucky. MeatTaffy.com. High quality premium guy candy shipped right to your door. Check out MeatTaffy.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Fridays ago, Todd probably would, but we opened up the phone lines and said, what do you want us to do on Fridays? And so we had a wonderful idea come from a listener that said, how about Are You Kidding Me Fridays? We were replacing Normal or Nuts Fridays because we were kind of bored with Normal or Nuts. And so we said, let's do Are You Kidding Me? There was also a whole host of other great suggestions that came from listeners that particular day. And one of them was for a regular weekly debate series. And since we have an election coming up in November, I think what Jim just suggested in the debate about tax plans will be a worthy contribution to that. We'll try and line it up. We've also got one Monday on the shared parenting measure pretty well lined up. So we'll start doing that, maybe try and have it on a set day a week when you know it's going to be an hour. We'll take calls. We'll let everybody set up their position. But we're gonna get that going now until November. It might not always be on Monday, but we'll at least do it once a week and maybe a little bit more because we want to debate on every issue, on every candidate between now and November. You're worthy of that as a great audience. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. Lana in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more. Ron Ness, by the way, the Petroleum Council, Monday on the program. Lana, what's on your mind?
Well, I have an Are You Kidding Me? I can't believe that I get a chance to win golf tickets for my boss because he's such a great boss, and it's a joy to come to work here. And I also want to thank you for your book. It was very enjoyable.
All right, now, Lana, hang on a second here now. Couple of things there. One, whoever calls and says they have a great boss, or, you know, I mean, you don't hear that very often. Are you sucking up to the boss,
no,
or is he really, really, really a great boss?
No, he's really, really a great boss. I asked him if I can arrange my schedule to go to my grandson's football games, and his response is, enjoy your grandchildren.
Where do you work, Lana?
I work at First Western Bank and Trust in Minot.
First Western Bank and Trust in Minot.
In the trust department.
Is that the Hovens Bank?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's Jack Hovind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does Jack still come in every now and then?
Well, I work at the branch, so I don't really know.
Something tells me he probably does, right? He's probably got a...
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah. His son's a little busy in Washington, D.C. these days. But anyway, well, that's great. And what's your boss's name?
Chris.
That's cool. So because he's such a good boss, if you won caller of the hour, you would give him the bully pulpit passes.
Yes. He's an avid golfer.
Wow. And, all right, well, that's great. And, I don't know, how many people think they have a great boss in this day and age, do you think?
Well, I have been lucky because I've had several of them.
That's cool. That's really good. I'm glad. I mean, I hope it's more people than not. I'm sure most of the staff around here wouldn't say they have a great boss. They say,
I don't hear Chris screaming, oh, I do, you know. Why am I not hearing that, Chris?
That's a family dynamic, though. He's my brother, see, so, you know, you never think your brother's a great boss. You think he's a jerk, especially when he's your older brother, you know. But anyway, Lana, that's cool. And how did you get a copy of the book?
I called in earlier one time, and you sent it to me in the mail.
Good.
It was a great gift because it was on the weekend, and I was surprised, and it was great.
So you liked it, okay. I have three copies in front of me to sign, so I really appreciate that whenever anybody says anything about the book. And I'll write another one someday, but it was a neat project. It's kind of ancient history now. I wrote it in 2010, but it was fun.
It was fun. Very good.
Yeah. What did you like best about it?
It was personal, I guess.
Cool. Yeah, it was a little bit of my radio story in there, right? About how
right.
I got mm-hmm. to
and
growing
it,
up.
And the facts, and it made me think.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Lana, that's very nice of you to say. And just because you have a great boss, we're going to put you in for a call of the day and tell the story. Nothing to do with the book. I don't want folks to think you need to call and say nice things about the book to be caller of the hour. But we're going to put you in the drawing, and good luck to you and your boss, okay?
Thanks.
You bet, Lana. Hang on. Shane Sven Snertley will get your information offline here. Jim in the oil patch I don't know where in the oil patch, and I don't know what you're listening to. They don't tell me here, but what station's on your radio right now, Jim?
KTGI, 1090, Tioga.
1090, KTGO, Flag West. Got it. What's on your mind?
Well, I do have a great boss, and tomorrow's his birthday. And if that ain't the reason I'm calling, I have a Are You Kidding Me thing. I was listening to Obama and, you know, how he was saying that, we don't have the, the money to put the boots on the ground to go and see if we can find ISIS and take care of them. But on the other side of his tongue, he's going to send... We got plenty of money to send 3,000 troops over there to see if we can find Ebola. I didn't know Ebola was lost. And are you kidding me?
I just know it was lost. That's a great line.
I mean, really, we have money to go find Ebola, but we don't have money to take care of ISIS. Again, are you kidding me? But
you're dead on right. By the way, did you see the story about the aid workers that were murdered?
Yes, I did.
So aid workers are murdered over this effort. What's going to happen to our troops? What kind of harm's way are we putting them in? And by the way, guess what they're doing? Building clinics. They're the disease police now. I mean, this is a classic. This is a classic. Are you kidding me? The terrorists of ISIS who are beheading people. And by the way, don't think they're not plotting and planning to come here. They've already said a confrontation with us is inevitable. That's what they've said. All right. That's not worthy of ground troops. The president said it again this week, not worthy of ground troops, but building clinics in West Africa for Ebola is very worthy consideration. Jim, we're going to put you in the mix for a caller of the hour, too. Hang on. Sven, we'll get your info here. Mark in Bismarck, listening on 550 KFIRE, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy your show. I'm calling about Kevin Cramer. And first of all, I am a huge Kevin Cramer supporter. He is one of two people that I've ever donated money to, the other being John Hovind. However, when Kevin Cramer comes back to North Dakota, and I know he's on your show every Wednesday, and I've listened and I've called in, and, you know, 60% of it is you and Kevin. You dominate Kevin Cramer, and the callers are very, very infrequent, in my opinion. But that's not my point. My point is when Kevin Cramer comes home, he meets with the North Dakota corn growers, wheat growers, pig growers, hog growers, sunflower growers, wheat growers, this group, that group, oil people, this people, whatever. And he rarely, now I know he's had a few open house or open town hall meetings, but the average citizen has very, very, very little access to Kevin Cramer. And that's my concern. He meets with every group that has an associated name, and I just listed like 10 of them. But he doesn't make himself open to the public for question and answers. And I know your answer, and this is Kevin Cramer's office answer, is, well, he's on with every Wednesday morning, and you can call in. Well, about 7 people get in because you dominate, and I listen to you every day, but you dominate the program. So Mark, hang on.
Do me a favor. We're up against the break. I want to let you finish. You can finish on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More coming up on What's in Your Mind. Brad Minot, Ralph, and Gladstone, too.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting, it's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Council brings you today's program. We thank them. By the way, they're the folks that are right in the middle of 60,000 jobs being created in North Dakota. That's what the industry, just direct jobs. I mean, you talk about indirect jobs. Oh, my gosh, for the economies of every corner of North Dakota. But there's 60,000 jobs just in the industry, $30 billion plus in economic impact. And there's a path to energy independence that is real, because of this technology and this innovation that's happening right here. And meanwhile, while all that's happening, they're also helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. Find out more about all of that at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com will be live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week in Dickinson for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. 27 before the top of the hour, it's an Are You Kidding Me Friday. Caller of the hour receives a pair of bully pulpit passes on us. Mark in Bismarck before the break was critical of Congressman Kramer for his lack of access. And Mark, if you wouldn't mind, just I'll let you go a couple of minutes. I'll let you go another minute, but I'd like you to just wrap up your comments so we can keep moving here.
Well, my comment only is when Congressman Kramer's excuse, not excuse, but when you call his office, they always say, well, he's on with on KFYR every Wednesday, and this is a criticism, constructive. You dominate the program. Very few people, in my opinion, get a chance to get in and call. When Congressman Kramer, when Senator Hoeland, when Senator Heitkamp come back, they should be out in front of the public every single day. And this is a criticism of Congressman Kramer. I don't think he does enough. You and I may disagree, but I think he should be out there every single day with a town hall meeting, not one every 3 days, not every 4 days. We're going to disagree on this, but all three of them. And I'm critical of Congressman Kramer because he's a former neighbor. I donate to him. He knows who I am. I think he needs to be out in front of the public way more than he currently is. That's my comment.
So, Mark, I'm going to take your name off air and get an email address, and I'm going to send you what I get, and that is Congressman Kramer's schedule when he's back in town. I would like you, you probably do your own work here, but compare that to, say, Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Compare it, to, if you want, in the way of access to Senator Hoeland or Governor Dalrymple. And I won't just say this because Kevin's on with us every week, honoring our listeners. I will tell you, because it's factual, there is nobody that gives more access to his constituents, so much so the guy is now the model in Congress. I mean, they're putting him up in meetings with every other member of Congress, or at least of the caucus, to say, oh, you're doing an hour a week of talk radio, you take any call that comes in, you do these Coffee with Kramer events. Mark, with all due respect, you're wrong. You're entitled to your opinion, but you need to fairly compare it to the others, and I think he's setting the standard. I really do, and I hope that doesn't sound defensive. As far as the call, or the programs, the calls that come in each week, I'm gonna have Todd be the referee here, because Todd does this show right along with me. When we have callers, we go to callers, Todd, right? In other words, if I'm asking Kevin a question, it might be because we're waiting for another caller to come in. Or I might say, well, wait a minute, you didn't really answer what the caller said. I mean, to say I dominate the conversation with Congressman Kramer, I don't think is a fair reflection of what happens every week. It's a lot more callers than it is me. Am I wrong, Todd?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, it's better setting up the segment, you know, once we get out of a break, you know, set things up for listeners, and then once we get to calls, bam, 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 you know, if we aren't in a call or aren't with a caller at a particular moment, it may very well be we're just between getting calls in. Not happening very often, but occasionally. Of course, people are simply listening, too. Maybe they just are simply listening to the show and don't really have an active question, and that's why they're not calling, too.
I will say this one little programming note on the conversations we have every week with Congressman Kramer. Very often, at the end of the program, there's more callers than we have time for. At the beginning, there's less callers because, again, I think Todd's point is people are listening. They're listening to, you know, what happened in the last week. They're listening to his take on a particular vote. And then the callers tend to kind of pour in at the back half of the show. So to Mark, to anybody else that wants to ask anything, favorable, critical, you know, challenging, whatever, this show is here for you 24/7. At the telephone number we put up, 855-200-1776. But when Congressman Kramer's on, call and ask your questions. And call early, because I'll be happy if I don't have to say a word. And so I don't think it's fair to say I dominate. Really, I mean, again, Mark, I just ask you to listen to the shows and see how many calls are coming in on how many different topics. I just think you're wrong, with all due respect.
I think your voice might be heard a little bit more, only because it's when it's time to get to a break or when we're coming out of a break. It's obviously not going to be Kevin plus caller. It's going to be you. But, you know, yeah. You know, we get to the calls as quickly as we're able to get them in.
And a lot of them come in. The last thing I would say, by the way, on that, I will, if he was listening to Wednesday's show, I will plead guilty that we parked some callers for a while to talk about Iraq and ISIS and the vote. And it was mainly because there was a big vote coming up this week, as you know, and that was on Tuesday this week. And the other thing that we did is because that vote was coming up, we just said none of the callers want to talk about this, and this is a really big story. So sometimes we're going to interject, and I did at the request of my producer take some time on Iraq that the callers didn't want to talk about. So I will plead guilty there, but it was a big story. And then I think we found out Wednesday on the program that you did want to talk about Iraq in a big way. And getting into the game. Anyway, I hope, Mark, you were given the proper amount of time there. I'm going to move on and try and go a little quicker. Back into Are You Kidding Me Friday on the program. KCJB in Minot is where Brad is listening. Brad, what's on your mind?
Okay, I have a great thought. As you remember, back in 1976, Jimmy Carter was president, okay? And then who was president in 1980? Ronald Wilson Reagan. Well, it took a Jimmy Carter to bring forth a Ronald Reagan. And I predict that it's going to take a Barack Hussein. Okay. By the way, that is not a Norwegian name. I kind of think it's a kind of Muslim leaning. It's going to take a Barack Hussein Obama to bring forth the next Ronald Reagan. And I am very glad about that. And, and just a little comment. By the way, seems like we're kind of confused in our African Ebola policy. That kind of trumps dealing with the radical Muslims. All this is happening on the watch of a black, probably African, probably a Muslim.
All right, though, Brad, you're scaring me a little bit with the direction you're going here. Again, if you're suggesting that he is directing policy in the direction he is just because he's African American, just because he has obviously history of a different religion than the majority religion here, I would disagree with you. I'd just as soon say he's wrong, and here's why he's wrong, and not try and connect those dots. I get that, but you're getting a little close to the edge for my liking. Let me go back on a positive note and say, as far as the great thought you have, that things have to get worse before they get better, and we would not have had a Ronald Reagan but for a Jimmy Carter, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I've said that many times. And, you know, I often quote the Ronald Reagan quote that is on his tombstone. And I have it in front of me always when I'm doing this program. And it says, I know in my heart that man is good, that what is right will always eventually triumph, and that there is purpose and worth to each and every life. I love that of all the things Ronald Reagan said, that's on his tombstone. For the world to see in Simi Valley, California, at the Reagan Library, which should be required stop of every American. It's a great place about a great man and a great president. And I think you're right. I think, quite honestly, Barack Obama is probably the best thing that ever happened to the Republican Party, because they can figure out who they are. Brad, appreciate the call. We'll put you in for caller of the day because you mentioned Ronald Reagan, and he was the greatest president of the 20th century, in my view. So Sven Snerley will get your info. Ralph and Gladstone listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to Senator Wardner yesterday when he was on your program talking about this this fund they have that's going to take care, I guess, I don't know, infrastructure and whatever. Well, what about the school trust funds? Now, that was set up years ago. The money there was from rental school lands. Each township used to own a couple sections of school land, and they would take the money from that, and that was put into a trust fund. Well, that has grown and grown over the years, and there's enough money in that now that they could fund every school and build school buildings with it, but they won't use it. And then along came Attorney General Stenjam and says that it's that cannot be used for that. Well, what kind of a deal is that? I mean, that was established especially for establishing schools and funding schools. I mean,
I don't know. Go ahead, finish.
Forget about the rest of the state budget. There's aside from the state budget, what all the money, the tax money that are currently being used for, there's a school trust fund it's a trust fund that was set up for the purpose of.
Yeah, I got your point, Ralph. Got it. You're making a very good point, and I agree with you. And I was going to say, do you remember in Minot, when a new school was proposed, put on the ballot for Minot voters, that you had Bob Hale and others say, wait a minute, we need more schools because of the impacts from oil. School trust funds there, receives royalties, ought to get it. I think that's worthy of debate. Obviously, the Constitution and the initial legislative language on that is important, but you remind me that it'd be good maybe to have Wayne Stenjam back on to talk a little bit about that. Here's one pledge you'll have from me. We have a legislative session that's going to begin here in a few months. I don't think there's anywhere near enough workable knowledge among the taxpaying citizens of North Dakota of just how many pots of money there are and what they're used for. And we need to spend some time on that. I didn't know about this TIF fund. You mentioned Senator Wardner's proposal. This is the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund, SIF, not TIF, SIF. And in this case, it's perfectly legitimate to use it for exactly what Senator Wardner has proposed it to be used for. And this, in this case, is an $800 million infrastructure fund, basically. But it's one-time dollars that'll be used there. And I think it's very warranted and a good idea. And I hope that the governor agrees and the House folks agree. I know the House leadership is on board with some changes to the formula and some infrastructure needs. But on the school trust fund specifically, good questions, Ralph. Thank you for the call, and we'll dig into it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot, 701-721-1252. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good morning, guys. Tom and Bismarck. You just had a legislator call in and say setting tax policy is the legislator's. It's what they have the authority to do it, which is correct. It's not up to the tax commissioner candidate. But then he blamed some other group for killing a property tax cap. You can't have it both ways. The legislature killed that. Are you kidding me? Have a good day.
Now, fair point, Tom. I hear what you're saying. I think what Jim Casper is trying to say, you know, anybody can propose anything, but the legislature is going to, you ultimately, and this is the thing even with Ryan Taylor and some of the things he's trying to do. Student loans, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Ryan, if you were elected, you're going to go in and you're going to have to convince the House and the Senate and a majority of folks that your ideas are better. And here's the reality of North Dakota politics. For the foreseeable future, there's going to be a lot more Republicans than there are Democrats. So any Democrat in any statewide office has got a long, tough pull. Now, personally, I'm not a big fan of the idea of Ryan Taylor being on the Industrial Commission, because I think the unstated meaning of that would mean the Dakota Resource Council has a seat on the Industrial Commission. And I only know that from reading Ryan's book and seeing some of his beliefs up front. But everything he proposes would be darn tough to get through the legislature. The biggest danger there is he'd be one of three votes in the Industrial Commission and has some very radical friends, quite honestly. But we'd love to have that debate with Ryan Taylor. Love to have that debate with the tax commission candidates, too. Let's get back to the phones. Terry and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Are you kidding me? The previous caller earlier complaining about Ken Kramer, what's your Democratic operative? Garbage. Throw off. The guy's more accessible than all the other politicians put together. I'm sick and tired of these blind bait.
Yeah, that was an odd one, I got to tell you. And I think he said he was a neighbor or knew him or something. There might be some history there that I'm not aware of. But there's obviously some issues between that caller and Congressman Kramer that I don't think the facts are involved, because I couldn't agree with you anymore. And I'm not trying to be defensive of criticism. Look, we welcome criticism of all parties, all politicians. That's what this show is about. But I just don't think he has facts straight. Because
yeah. It's time for them to get the Democratic wax out of their ears and start seeing what they're really losing is the whole country, and they can't stand it. People are starting to wake up seeing what they've done to us.
And by the way, whenever any guest is on this program, your calls are welcome, period. Whether you agree, yeah, disagree, whether you want to say attaboy or, you know, are you kidding me, I'm ticked.
Yeah.
Ask, you know, and by
I've
the way...
I've called in before and you've disagreed with me, and I'm all for disagreement, but when you start whining about it, I don't have time for it. My kids don't even listen to it.
Terry, I'll put you in for caller of the hour because you got some good common sense going there. Sven Snerdly will get your information off the air, and we're going to have a winner in a couple of minutes here. Casey and Kildare, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing this morning, gentlemen?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. I've got an Are You Kidding Me? Are you kidding me? We are going to go and arm more Islamic radicals, and we are going to conduct another limited war, and we are going to expect somebody else to do what we want to do. And our president says, well, we're just going to provide air support. We're not going to send anybody. You know, I would really rather hear the president of the United States say, I'm going to turn this war over to my generals who know how to fight wars, because I'm a politician and I don't fight wars.
So what should we do, Casey? If you're commander-in-chief, Casey, what do we do about ISIS?
Well, I would go and I would consult with my generals and I would say, what do you need to eradicate the problem?
No kidding.
Be it air support, be it tanks, be it 150,000 American boots on the ground. Let's go over there. Let's do it right.
That's the problem. This president's not listening to his generals. By the way, I don't know if you saw this story, but the Air Force is dumping the phrase, so help me God, from their enlistment oath. Okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm going to connect these dots. I beg your indulgence on this a moment, Casey. But the rules of engagement, that, ooh, we got to be careful. We can't, you know, show too much force, is tied to this garbage. This idea that, oh, we got, you know, so help me God into the pledge, and what about somebody of a different religion? What does it say about the air? This is the wussification of our military. This is the disease of political correctness that will take this country down, in my view.
Exactly. And the American fighting man is the greatest force that the world has ever seen. And we train them hard. We train them to kill people and break things. And then you say, well, you know, don't really kill anybody and don't really break anything, you know. And
can't be done. Can't be done. You're exactly right. I appreciate the call. One other quick one here before the hour ends, and we'll keep this going next hour. Don't have a guest till 10:30, so the time is yours. Jeff and Bismarck, quickly, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I got an Are You Kidding Me for Friday. Last Friday, a guy said that you were a lapdog for Obama. I mean, are you kidding me? You're a lapdog for the oil of North Dakota.
All right, so... Let's do two things. One, yeah, I there was kind of an odd call. It was Robert, and he said I was a lapdog for Obama, and we all kind of had a good chuckle over that. So I agree with you. But you think I'm a lapdog for oil. How am I a lapdog for oil?
You have an absolute refusal to admit that anything negative, crime, anything like that, is actually going on in North Dakota, that anytime anybody calls in and wants to talk about something negative, they're shut down. You know, it's all pro.
No, Jeff, proving that not to be the case, I'm going to ask you to hold on so you can continue this conversation on the other side of the break, because I welcome the criticism. And you'll be in for caller of the hour. We'll have to delay the winner, but hang tight, folks.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love, meat taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field? It's easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.